a proposal to implement a local sales tax in Waukesha County is being withdrawn amid pushback from the public. It's Tuesday, February 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Madison Crisis Response Program is expanding to neighboring Sun Prairie. And Advocate Health says they're fighting against medical debt, but a Guardian U.S. health reporter says some patients don't agree. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Waukesha's county executive is warning of future budget cuts. As Evan Casey explains, this comes after he withdrew a plan to implement a percent sales tax.
Waukesha is one of only two Wisconsin counties that doesn't have its own 0.5% sales tax. A plan to implement a sales tax in the county was met with opposition late last year. Last week, Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrell told the Board of Supervisors he's withdrawing the proposal. But he says without new revenue, cuts are needed. Counties offer state-mandated programs. That includes health and human services and the court system. Farrell says those costs are rising.
Without a significant change in how the state funds local government, or a change in how our local government funds itself, our future balanced budgets will come at the cost of deep service cuts.
Farrell says he plans to talk to lawmakers to get more help from the state. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
New tariffs on Canada and Mexico have been paused for 1 month. They were initially set to begin today. President Donald Trump signed executive orders over the weekend, placing 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. He also ordered a 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Those orders left some businesses scrambling. Mike Semmons leads the Wisconsin Grocers Association. He says retailers were in contact with their suppliers early yesterday morning, working to come up with a plan.
People are trying to figure out how to work through the supply chain to make sure that customers have the product they need.
Canada is the leading exporter of grain, livestock, and meat products to the United States. Mexico is the leading supplier of fruits and vegetables to the U.S. Milwaukee's public housing agency started getting attention from federal regulators in 2022 when they found a $3 million gap between the agency's bank statements and its books. It turns out that money had been moved from the agency's voucher program to pay salaries and benefits in its corporate office. That's according to its new chief financial officer, Brad Leak.
So you cannot cross those lines. They're very thin lines of demarcation you cannot cross.
He says none of that money was embezzled out of the organization. Leak says instead it was a response to a cash crunch after building costs went up for the agency's new West Lawn development during the COVID pandemic.
The folks before me had high integrity. They just ran into tough times. And they just did not have the wherewithal to move forward with transparency.
Now Leak has the job of cutting costs. More than 20 people from the agency's central office have recently been laid off. For the past 3 years, the city of Madison has been sending mental health specialists instead of police to some emergency calls. Now, that crisis program is expanding to neighboring Sun Prairie. Sarah Lear has the details.
Staffers with Madison's Community Alternative Response Emergency Services, or CARES, don't carry guns and they don't wear police uniforms. Each CARES team includes a paramedic and a mental health specialist. Sun Prairie spokesperson Jake King says the goal is to use CARES in response to nonviolent emergency calls. That includes welfare checks and people at risk of suicide.
This doesn't eliminate law enforcement, but it serves as a complement to it.
Dispatchers have been routing some 911 calls from the city of Madison to CARES teams since 2021. And thanks to a grant from Dane County, as of this week, CARES workers are also responding within Sun Prairie. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, more than 100 million people in America have medical debt. That's according to KFF Health News. The hospital group Advocate Health recently announced they're going to be a, quote, leader in the effort to solve the nation's medical debt crisis. But some patients don't agree. Coming up, I'll chat with Jessica Glenza from The Guardian about the health system and if it's following through on its promise. Stay with us.
Your place for independent journalism.
Utah has a new law which restricts which bathrooms or changing rooms transgender people may.
It's easy to pass southward into Mexico.
Do we go through the turnstile or straight?
What's hard is entering the United States.
That's Maha Hamdan speaking to NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba. He spoke to her after last night's heavy bombardment.
Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Weekdays on WPR News.
Advocate Health says they're fighting against medical debt. You might have heard of the hospital group. That system is a result of a 2022 merger with Advocate Aurora Health and Atrium Health, and it's one of the largest employers in Wisconsin. Advocates say they're revamping billing and collection practices, and this includes canceling thousands of debt judgments held as liens against patients' homes in multiple states. That includes Wisconsin. However, many patients claim they were harmed by the hospital group's debt judgment practices. Joining us now to discuss is Jessica Glenza. She's a health reporter for Guardian US who's been reporting on the issue. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, Jessica, let's try and put this in a little bit of context. Can you tell us broadly how the system exactly works when there are unpaid bills and how Advocate has operated? Is it similar to how the system works or is it kind of unique?
So I think Advocate Health would argue that they were just following industry norms when they were bringing lawsuits against people. And it's hard to say exactly how many hospitals sued their patients because state courts can be really hard to examine that way. However, there is some research from states such as New York and, in fact, a treasurer's report from North Carolina that suggests that while hospitals did this, it was really a small proportion of hospitals that were taking out lawsuits against their patients. In regards to their other practices, such as reporting to credit agencies, that's no longer allowed. Although I think that was a lot more common. And that's how you ended up with 46 million Americans who had medical debt on their credit report. The Biden administration made that illegal in their last days in office. So now no one should have medical debt on their credit report.
You mentioned that Advocate says that they've changed their practices. I know you've been reporting on this quite a bit. Can you tell us if that's true? Have they actually changed their practices as much as they claim they have?
They have. So in 2022, they stopped suing patients quietly before the state treasurer started bringing scrutiny to the issue in North Carolina. And then in 2024, after several media outlets had started reporting on their practice of suing patients, they decided to forgive all of the debt judgments that they had obtained across five states. So more than 11,500 judgments. It's important to note that Advocate says that the scrutiny and its decision to cancel judgments are not related. They also made their charity care policy more generous, and they say that they now pre-qualify people for charity care, although that's only true for people who don't have insurance. So if you have commercial insurance with a really high deductible, you're still going to need to apply for charity care for Advocate, and that represents most people, frankly, who are interacting with the health system.
Do we know how many people are still being sued by Advocate Health here in the state of Wisconsin?
All that we know is that Advocate Health sued around 11,500 people over five states. And from our own reporting and analysis, we know that around 4,400 of those lawsuits were in North Carolina. So we don't have a complete state-by-state breakdown because Advocate Health candidly has decided that they did not want to give us that information when we requested it. So it's not exactly clear how many people in Wisconsin were sued by the health system.
Are there any lawsuits right now that have been filed by Wisconsinites that are currently pending against Advocate Health because of this issue?
So there's a couple lawsuits, and they don't exactly touch on debt collection, but the price of healthcare. So there's two separate cases in Wisconsin. One alleges that this health system was able to increase its prices by buying up competition, that's hospitals and clinics, and then through secret contract negotiations with insurers, increase the price of procedures and surgeries. So one example that one of the lawsuits uses is that a hip replacement is $21,000 more at Advocate than it is at a competing hospital 5 minutes away. Advocate calls this a groundless attack that is solely because of their size. Another lawsuit also tackles the cost of healthcare, and that was brought by a Wisconsin family, a mother, a father, and a daughter, who had two separate interactions with the health system that they felt just were, what they said, poor quality care at eye-watering prices. The hospital said that lawsuit also has no merit.
Jessica Glenzon has been covering this issue. Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Quick check of weather before we let you go. It's going to be a pretty typical winter day in February. A little cloudy today with highs in the teens and 20s across the state and no snow expected. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, leave us that rating and review or send us your feedback in the form of an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.